Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 484 for Wednesday, July 20th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished mostly higher in choppy trading on Wednesday. Canola was anywhere from 50 cents above unchanged to $1.50 lower, with the November contract checking in at $463.50 a ton. That's up 10 cents. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and crude oil were stronger, and that helped to give canola some support. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to out-of-country exporters. Crushers in Canada are running flat out, which was bullish, and there are ideas canola is cheap compared to other oil seeds. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 14 to 20 cents weaker. The November contract came in at $10.07 a bushel. Hot temperatures are starting to make their way into the U.S. Midwest. However, scattered showers are also expected at the end of the week, which could mute the impact. China will reportedly offer 580,000 tons of soybeans from their reserve on Friday. Some support could be coming from the Malaysian palm oil sector, as palm oil reserves are getting low. The corn market was 4 cents lower. The December contract was at $3.44 a bushel. Corn was pushed lower by the improving weather forecast for the American Midwest. The Brazilian corn harvest has been reduced slightly to 80 million tons from an earlier estimate of 82 million. Exports from Brazil have been dwindling, and U.S. farmers are selling some supplies, but it's been slow. Wheat was 5 to 8 cents lower, with the September contract checking in at $4.10 a bushel. The market fell lower following corn and soybeans and feeling pressure from the advancing U.S. harvest. Russia has now captured 16% of the world wheat export market due to their cheap prices. Russia is expected to export 25.5 million tons of wheat this season, and they have surpassed the U.S. as the largest grain exporter in the world. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 20th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.